My name is Jack Carrington. I was born in 1920 in Essex Place at Woodlesford, Terrace House. My dad's name was Walter, and he was born at Cross Green. He was a miner, Walter Egg. And from Cross Green, they moved to Hollinhurst, just the other side of Bowers Row, between Bowers Row and Astley Corner. There were just 100 houses, 25 in each row.
And did he work at a pit near there then, when they moved?
I don't know where he worked when he first left school, but before he left school, he was driving a wagonette with three horses. And which pit he went to, I don't know. Well, they had flitted to Woodlesford by that time, and he would have worked at Water Egg all his life, I don't suppose.
And did he say much about working at the pit to you?
Well, he did at times. I had my father sat at one side and my grandfather at the other, and they were talking pits all the time. And I was a little nosy sock, for word of a better. And I was taking it all in, all about ripping and conveyor work and all the lot.
And your granddad, what was his name?
Sam.
This is Sam Carrington.
Yeah.
And where did he work?
He worked at Bowers' pits. And he used to set off from Cross Green. And he used to walk down Riverside to work and then jump over the bridge down Coach Road to work. And then he used to do the same when it finished.
That's about 5 or 6 miles each way, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
So he worked at Bowers Pit then?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So your dad must have gone... your granddad then went to live near Bowers Pit before he came...
Yeah, and then when he came to Woodlesford, I think he must have been very near to retirement, like, because I never remember him working, and I can go back to things that happened in 1923. He used to keep pigs and kill his own.
Did he live in the same house as you, your granddad?
I was born in their house, yeah.
Did your dad and your mum then move to another house?
Well, they moved all over, actually. Well, firstly, from my grandmother's. They went down to the bottom of Pottery Hill. And while they were at Pottery Hill, I got pneumonia. And the people they were lodging with wouldn't let me stay, so I had to go live with my other grandmother. For a long, long while. That was in Oakdean Yard. My mother's name was Lily, Sarah Lily, actually, and her maiden name was Johnson.
And did you know your grandma and granddad from that side of the family as well?
No. My grandfather died. My mother only about... I don't think she was very old when he died. I think she was only about 3.
And what had he done? What job had he done, your grandfather Johnson?
He'd been a milkman.
Whereabouts?
Alton, Rothwell, Swillington, all round the area.
And what about your dad's brothers and sisters? How many brothers and sisters did he have? How many uncles and aunts have you got?
Well, quite a lot. Because both the... grandmother and grandfather on that side of family, they've both been married before. So, on one side of family, the stepbrother and a stepsister. And on the other side, I think it's about 5 stepbrothers and a sister. And then there were 4 of them to that marriage.
Good, you must have been, you know, got lots of presents when you were a kiddie then from all those uncles and aunts.
I didn't get any. They all worked down pit on 3 days a week, stunned.
This was when you were a little boy?
Yes, very little.
What did they do when they weren't working down the pit then? Because they must have had a lot of spare time if they're on 3 days a week.
Well, there's nothing else to do but go for walks with dogs. And then at weekend, get drunk if they'd any money.
And where did they go drinking?
Well, mainly old masons, but mainly two-pointers. The only hobbies they had, they were, when I was a young fellow, were playing football and playing darts. And they were quite a good footballer.
Your dad, this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he played for the Woodlesford team, did he?
Well, there was a club on Highfield Lane. He played for them. And he played for Buck, that was White Hart. That's defunct now.
It's not there anymore, in fact.
No.
It's gone. In fact, there was a pub there before the one that's just been knocked down, wasn't there?
Yes, but it was still called White Hart.
Yeah, same, I'd just say.
But it was an old stone building. Right. I used to know all pubs. Well, I knew all names of landlords, not the pubs. I could tell you names of all pubs in Woodlesford by names of landlord.
Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Go on, have a go then.
Tots Massey at Pointers. Mrs. Thomas at Low House, as they call it, Old Masons. Abishuddy at New Masons. Clara Booker at Midland. Can you think of any more in Woodlesford?
There's the Three Horseshoes.
Three Horseshoes, aye. Oh.
What about the New Masons?
New Masons were Abishuddy. I forget Three Horseshoes landlord's name.
Were there any other pubs when you were growing up that you
there
can remember?
There were Boot and Shoe. That were at the end of Elmer Hill.
What kind of pub were that?
It were all right for them that went in it. It wasn't quite a big pub. It were a stone built. It's still there. Two villagers that lived there, they were living in it until recently, unless they passed on. Every year it used to run a carnival at Boot and Shoe.
And what came to the carnival then? What kind of things could you see at the carnival?
Oh, it was a real entertaining day. The bloke that could take Charlie Chaplin off and look better than Charlie Chaplin did. Harry Fisher. Squire Inman used to do all sorts. He were a brilliant entertainer. Julian Orton used to dress up as a woman. And they were fantastic. And then he teamed up with a relation of hers called Garnet Higgins, and they used to go as Lord and Lady Mayoress of Bradford.
Was this like a parade in the street?
Oh, I used to go right round the village, all playing, told things what we used to call tommy talkers. It were brilliant.
And did everybody kind of follow them round?
Oh, yes.
Your kids?
Yeah.
How long when did that keep going till then?
It went up to war. And they used to have a greasy pole with arm at top. And to pay to have a go. And his uncle, Curly Hopkinson, knew how many had to climb up that post before he could get up and get ham. And they got it every year.
So he let everybody else get all the fat off
before
he had to go himself.
It was soft soap. they used to have all sorts of tricks. Like two blokes wheeling a barrow with one satin barrow. And they'd a brush stale. And there was a thing up above them that they get this through all. And there's the one to get a prize. But the two, Len Fawcett, they called one, he always welt it, and John Taylor was a satin barrow. First time they did it, he didn't try and throw a brush tail through it, put it so far through and then went like that, and John got a bucket of water.
Where were they doing that? Was it in the field next to the pub?
In the field behind the pub. Yeah. Oh, there were quite some characters in Woodlesford.
Tell me about some of the others then that you can remember.
I can remember one of men that got hurt in when they were sinking pit shaft. An Irish man called Darky Moran. half of them had queer names, like there were a Bob Morton, he was Sheffield Bob and all that. And there were another one in the village, Juicy Bob. And they were all characters.
And they got those names because they came from somewhere else?
Yeah. I don't know why Juicy Bob got his. It was his son that finished up doing time for murder. Clary Ward's dad.
Where was the murder?
He murdered... Well, he was living with a girl that had a bairn. And she left him looking after it one day, and it wouldn't be quiet, so he shook it. And it died. And he buried it on Rose Pit. That was at Rothwell. And she clutched him years after, like, and he got... he did 8 years for it, that's all.
Where were they living at the time? Were they in Woodlesford or Rothwell?
They were living in Nunslet at the time. But it were brought up in Woodlesford.
You know the one that you said had been in the pit sinking accident, the yeah. Irish bloke? Yeah. How did you know he'd been in the pit sinking accident?
Only with my father and them telling me.
He didn't have a
He had a bad limp. But he were a very big Irish man. And he lodged all his life. He stayed after sinking, and he stayed with him, Mrs. McCrone.
Because there were quite a few Irish lads who got killed.
Oh, yeah.
In that sinking.
Yeah.
Did your dad work at the pit from the very point when it opened in 1911?
I couldn't tell you. He'd only been 21 then. So it may have worked there. But he may have done a little bit at Bowers's, because when 14 war broke out, he volunteered straight away and went to war.
Do you know what unit he was in?
York and Lancs, it's defunct now.
And where did he fight?
Oh dear, I don't know where he didn't fight. He'd been at Ypres and on Somme.
He must have told you a lot about that then.
Oh yeah. His biggest joke was telling him in pub that he'd going over on a charge once, the word that threw a field of mud and blood. And then he's laughing behind the back, so he says he had a field of beetroot. He says it was just like having blood up to the top of the putties.
Tell me about your brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters did you have then?
I had three brothers and two sisters. One brother got killed on Swillington Bridge on a motorbike in 1951. She's youngest.
Did those three brothers become miners like your dad?
No.
Nobody else became miners then?
No.
Why was that?
No. If I'd have mentioned going down pit, my dad would have killed me. When Billy Williams, what manager at pit, he says to my dad, he says, "Now then, well, that's got three big lads working age now, why does he down at pit?" He says, "First bugger of them that puts the nose round this pit lane end," he says, "I'll hit him with a pick shaft and then I'll turn round and hit thee for setting them on." And that was that.
So, were you frightened to disobey him? Would you have liked to have gone down the pit?
No. Definitely not.
And that was because of all the things he told you, was it?
Yeah.
Like what? What did he tell you about what it was like working underground?
Well, he didn't really talk a lot about it, but he used to be on, if a smaller amount came down from top, dropped on the box. That was the first sign of a fall. And a friend of mine was working with my dad. That was Tommy Watson. He stood back and was throwing little bits onto my dad's back. And he turned round and copped him. He said, "I need work to get out of there right quick." because his old man had copped him and killed him.
For winding him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a character, what old man, really. He was worse than his father.
Where did he get washed then after working down the pit?
He came home for years until they built pit baths. Then he got washed there.
And how did he get washed at home?
He used to stand at sink corner, stripped at waist, and I used to scrub his back and pull bits of coal out that had got embedded in his back. Then when he went in bath, he'd lay down and go to sleep.
What kind of bath was that then?
Well, just an ordinary bath. It wasn't one of them you put front of fire. Well, an ordinary bath.
Oh, you had a proper bathroom then?
Yeah.
Oh, you were posh, you were.
Yeah. Aye, but not first off. First time we had a bath, we went to lodge with some people called Clay. And he had a cobbler's shop opposite Woodleford School. Funnily enough, that was how my father got onto council estates. Because they did a moonlight one night. Nobody never heard a thing of it about them. And they got away. So we got that house, so we had a bath. And it was quite a house.
Where was that then?
On Green Lee.